Hiv nose, hiv lungs.
Hiv nose, hiv lungs, hiv dick.
I did stay home like 3 days last week.
Oh, yeah?
Tell me more.
Oh, yeah? Well, me and Jeff are just going to sit like this the whole podcast. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Luke. Sounds good.
Everybody got it. Everybody got whatever that little cold was.
Mm-hmm. Kids, everybody.
Eric's still coughing from like 3 months ago. He had a something.
That's my future.
He had the HIV 3 months ago.
At least he beat it.
Yeah.
I don't know. The last podcast, I could hear myself breathing when I wasn't even talking. It's all...
Oh man.
Let's make that our podcast episode. Two guys breathing into the mics.
Two guys, one breath. We just breathe into each other's mouths to sustain.
Trying to save the air, the oxygen.
Trying to save the trying to save the fucking world.
One podcast at a time.
We are proudly sponsored by Urethra. New nootropics. Urethra. Nootropics you shove up your dick. Yeah.
Which brings me to a nice little story.
Yes.
Just kidding.
This one time when I was taking urethral eutropics, nootropics. So what's going down? We've had some freaking weird internet issues in this building. So we haven't been able to upload any of the other two podcasts from last week. So we did three. We got the one up with Joe, and then we did two more, and we can't get them up. They won't process.
The one with Craig from
Wednesday.
Yeah, from Wednesday. The Spotify one is up. That one did go through. And then the other two, yeah, they just go like, oh, yeah, I failed. Is it what?
they just fail.
Well, come on back, Devin. We got to do another one.
No, I mean, the recordings are still there.
Right.
Just the podcast upload itself is not working because the internet keeps interrupting. And then when it interrupts, then the Spotify resets and says failed.
Actually, real fast, that one microphone stand... that's right in front of you, Luke.
Yeah.
If you want to push it down because it's literally right in front of your face.
Perfect. My mole has grown.
Blocks yeah. just yeah. your nose. Oh, your headphones.
I probably should take off my headset.
That should do it.
There we go. Tip top shape.
And Jeff, the same thing is happening to you, but I don't care.
Me either.
We don't give a shit. Whip those down.
Lay down.
Lay down. Lay those back.
Sure.
Get those laid back on the layback.
No kneeling around here.
No kneeling, just laying back. If you want to kneel, you go to fucking church, okay? If you want to lay back, you come to the layback with
And once again, guest star Jeff House. We got a really exciting guest this next Tuesday.
We got a really exciting guest every Tuesday. The Tuesday Terror, we call him. Jeffrey Harrison House. J-double-H.
It's here.
In the building. Brother.
Brother.
I don't even know what's up. What is this? Some tweets and shit? That's from last time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's more stuff.
Sounds tweety.
Very tweety.
You know, I had a good friend of mine, Tony Roskoski.
Yeah.
hit me up, says he loves the show.
Nice, Tony.
Every morning it's on for him.
Fuck yeah.
He likes it. Good old Tony.
Hell yeah. He's a good dude.
Yeah. Shout out Tony Ruskowski.
Tony, the man, come hang out with us. Where does he live? In Portland still?
No, he's in Florida.
Florida. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're talking about.
Another one I got last night, Joel Walker.
Joel.
They said that him and Tori were dying to our Temple Christian stories of the t-shirts and all that. He's like, we were dying.
Oh, man. That fucking place. What a fiasco.
An old walk slide.
Been backsliding, guys. I've been really backsliding. Yeah. It's not a real thing, Joel.
Let me tell you something about Joel Walker.
Yes.
That is one down dude.
Yeah.
If you remember that night at Applebee's when
Joel
and Joel? His little Joel and Joel. Yeah, dude came over to our table. Were you at the table with us?
Yeah.
Yeah, came over with fist down. Who's Jeff House?
Yeah.
Who wants to know? Oh, well, Joel's here and he's pissed. You've been talking shit about him. Like, Joel who?
Yeah, no one even fucking knew who he was.
Right. And he's like, well, he's outside. He's ready to fight. I'm like, well, let me finish my food. And I guess I'll go out there. Can't go out there on an empty stomach.
And me and Jack were probably like, Shandai.
Yeah, you were like, no one's fighting. And Joel, Jesus. Joel was like, yeah, we are. Let's go. We don't care. Where's he at? And he was ready to go. He had my back hard.
Yeah.
Joel Walker. Obviously, nothing happened. I walked out there, and he was like, oh,
you're big.
You're a big guy. We probably go rounds together. And
we probably would, but we won't because I'm not mad anymore.
Yeah, well, your buddy's in here saying that you knocked fools out and, watch my back. And I didn't even say anything about the guy. It was those other fools, John Paul, Joel Walker. So many Joels. Or Joel, not Joel Walker.
Funderick?
Joel Funderick. But Joel Walker had my back. You didn't.
Yeah.
You were like, no, guys.
I'm the one that really had your back because I was saying no fighting, no getting arrested.
So I didn't get beat up in front of everybody.
So yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Who did the fist thing and said he was outside?
His nerd friend. I don't know.
His real tough fist friend.
You come over and punch our table. I should have flipped our own table over on him. Like, who are you?
You might have broken your chair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a funny story. We were at our, when we were in grade school, junior high, grade school and junior high, I guess, fifth through eighth grade, we had another buddy named Jake Kars. Shout out to our buddy Carsey.
Jake.
And he, we have some funny stories about him, too. But one time, we went to Jake's wedding, and me and Jeff were at the reception. I think we were both single at the time, or maybe you.
Yeah, we were like, 19 or 20, maybe? Yeah, we were both single,
We were in our 20s, and we were ready to mingle, and we were, like, sitting with a bunch of girls that we went to school with and, like, hanging out with people, and all these cheap plastic-ass chairs that have probably been passed around. You know, it was on its last leg or whatever. Jeff sits down in it and just goes like this. Snap, boom. His drink and his plate and everything.
Went all everywhere. Over my face, hair.
Face and hair. And then he just got up like no big deal. And he's like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I was dying laughing. I was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah, actually, I had a phone call. Anthony Buncher called me and I like reached back.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom. Drink food all over me. I was like, I'll be right back. I got this call, and I called you. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. You had to tell everybody I was embarrassed and we're leaving.
I was like, hold on, everybody. Let me take the microphone really quick. Jeff House just broke his chair, and he's really embarrassed. And he's making me leave to take him home because I'm his ride. No.
I'll be outside all wet.
I'll be outside crying.
Literally all over my face and hair.
It was like red punch, too.
Yeah. Something like that.
We should have spiked that punch.
Well, that's why we left.
Yeah, because it was a dry wedding.
Yeah.
A dry Christian wedding.
It was in like some Catholic building. It was a cool old building, if I remember.
It was a cool wedding, yeah.
Remember how you drove us there because we were late?
Yeah, like a maniac.
130, and there was a traffic jam.
Oh, man. Yeah. I don't like being late.
Oh, no. I don't either.
Yeah. Thanks to Wanda. Always being late.
Oh.
I can't do it anymore. It was so embarrassing always being late. So I was like, okay, once I had control, I'm never late.
Never.
Never fucking late.
Yeah. Same. I can't do it.
I mean, I get drunk and miss work, but that's not being late. That's a no-call, no-show.
Yeah. Good thing you're in charge.
Well, I don't do it now, but, you know. No, I haven't been late in 20-some years. I don't know. Since I worked at the golf course back in high school.
Real late.
Yeah.
Well, alcohol poison never kept you down.
No. No, down but not out. Pull the catheter out, no big deal.
Yeah, you don't need it.
try to pull it out. Oh, man, that was scary. I got alcohol poisoning and blackout, I guess. My memory was like me waking up in a restraints in a hospital bed with a catheter up my dick. And I chewed through the restraint. And then untied the other one and then tried to rip the catheter out and went, ah!
Ooh.
And then when they pulled it out, it was horrible. Once they took it out, it was awful. And it hurt to pee for like a week. Yeah.
Almost as bad as holding ice cream to your teeth.
Yeah, it went away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, my teeth were riddled with bacteria and...
riddled.
They were just awful. But yeah, I have great teeth now. Because, you know, I never got cleanings when I was in my 20s, like early 20s. So I just had awful teeth.
Yeah, it helps. Helps.
It helps to get the cleanings.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, use the water pick and floss and all that stuff. Consistently. So that's our, that's what we're here to talk about is dental hygiene.
So speaking of dental hygiene.
Yes.
This message coming to you. I'm just kidding. I have an electric toothbrush. I love it.
Yeah. Which one do you have?
The one that's like $8. I just get a new one every, couple months or something.
Yeah. I bought the Sonic. What is it? Sonicare
or something?
Yeah, Sonicare, but it's like the one that comes with an app that tells you. I don't know. It's all fancy. It comes with an app that tells you like what you need to focus on. Like
really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then like they have different heads and then a bunch of different like modes. And then it lights up when you go too hard. There's like a little LED light around the rim, and then if you push too hard on your teeth, it goes, zzz, it like buzzes at you and it lights up, flashes to let you know you're going too hard, just soften up.
Oh,
yeah. It's also my wife's vibrator. It's weird. I don't know, but awkward.
What?
gross. So hopefully we won't get too political today, but I found some stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
I've been doing some research.
I have been actually. I'm listening to a book called The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's diabolical. It's fucking insane. That guy's a criminal.
Oh, of course.
Should be in jail. Speaking of jail, we have a request from one of our many fans that you tell some more jail stories.
Yeah, actually, they're prison stories, but...
Prison.
Just kidding.
Incarceration stories.
Yeah, I was trying to think of some good ones as I was being ran into the ground today at work.
your prison. Your personal prison.
My prison.
We all have prisons.
So one that was... this guy's released now, but hopefully he's not back in, but from what I heard, he wasn't doing so hot on the streets back then. This guy, he was a Crip, and he was probably the biggest guy in there, and he was definitely, the muscle for that race. When he was out, everybody kind of watched what they were doing. He was the one. He used to give me all these stories how he was did street fighting for money, Kimbo Slice stuff. Yeah, I believe him. He looked like it. He had all the hands and the face marks for it. But, I'd been working there a couple years, and everybody's locked down one day. So I go to his door. I'm like, hey. He's like, yeah, what's up? I said, hey, so, it's well known that you're the muscle, for the blacks here. And it's well known that I'm the muscle for the officers. He's like, yeah, yeah. Said, well, we can shake hands afterward. I gave him the Kelly Fox thing. Mm-hmm. I said, let's go. They want us to go fight in the multi-purpose room, shake hands afterwards and call it a day, just to see. He was like, he's sitting on his bunk and he's just like, oh.
What?
He's like, oh, okay. Okay. And he starts putting his tennis shoes on. He's probably 6'2", 280. He's a big guy, I'm a hair bigger. But he's putting his shoes on. He's just like, oh, man, okay. And this look, he had the look on his face oh, okay. I said, I'm just kidding. And he was like, man, I was about to say, you're a big motherfucker, man. I'll fight you, but this is going to suck. great guy.
He wasn't looking forward to it.
Because me and him used to talk stories all the time. Just sit there and he'd tell me, the stuff he's done. And so the same guy told me how when he was in Oklahoma, because the Californians also went to Oklahoma as a overflow prison. He told me how he incited a riot. And he was bragging, oh yeah, I did this, and this, blah, blah, all this stuff. I'm like, oh, cool, Well, he wanted to do the same thing in front of me.
Hmm.
So we're letting all the guys out to go to school from all three pods right there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys leaving. And the front door is open. Somebody's doing pat downs out there. And we're inside, letting them all out, taking our turns, Next thing you know, that front door to the outside shuts. And I'm just like, oh, that's not good. Because, the Crips and Bloods, had a huge beef right now. And it was, mainly them in the hallway there. So I said to my buddy, Big V, if you're listening, I was like, hey, this isn't going to be good. Oh, next thing you know, this guy, bam, swings on somebody right in the middle. And that whole place just erupted. It was like a movie.
It was like an Antifa riot.
Yeah, for real. And he went
Washington, D.C.
So basically, a long story short, it probably took 6 hours to get all those guys up, handcuffed, and taken to another unit where we could strip them out, the doctors look at them, it was a huge, it's a big old riot. And so on camera, we watched it on camera a bunch of times, And you saw him, he took a swing on this guy, he's littler. He didn't really get him, he kind of ground and pounded him a little bit. And this other dude that was just as big as him squared up on him. And he ran. So you know, a couple days later, I went and saw him. He was in the hole, of course. Went and saw him. Like, hey, what's up? He's like, ah, did you see me? Did you see me? You finally got to see me fight. I said, yeah. I thought it was trash. And he's like, what? Like, devastated. Like, daddy just slapped mommy at the dinner table look. What? I said, yeah, you had a free shot on that little guy. And you didn't even get him. He goes, yeah, I did. I'm like, no, you didn't. Oh, yeah, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I said, and I saw on the video, you got squared up on by, what's his name? And you ran. He's like, no, I didn't. I was getting sprayed, pepper sprayed. Like, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. And he was like, yeah, I was. It was just funny because he was like, did you, like, hey, dad, did you see me?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it was trash, son. Just, I broke his life right there.
Broke his heart.
But yeah, that was, I got a couple more. Got a couple hundred more, but.
Remember when Jake Kars had the puties? Oh. He got crotch rot because he had such bad cats.
Well, here we are at these basketball camps all day long, sweating and then sitting through the chapel,
yeah,
church service. Whatever he ate didn't work out.
He like kept looking at me like.
Why wouldn't you just get up and go outside?
I don't know.
We get in trouble.
He's like, I have bad cats.
I totally remember that. We did that for years in class too.
I know. I mean, you know. It's all in good fun, but that was hilarious.
Yeah, that guy that...
And Mike Durrell kept calling him crotch rot.
Because he had to run with his legs wide.
Playing basketball. Because he was wearing jeans. That's why, remember?
He's wearing jeans to a basketball camp? Jeans to a
basketball camp.
Nice.
And it chafed him up.
Yeah, remember that guy that... Eric Knox was throwing the alley-oop dunks too. That, remember doing all these trick dunks and stuff?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, that guy ended up, he was the same age as us, actually, if you can believe that.
What?
Yeah.
He was the same age as us?
He went to Gresham High School.
Wow.
And he had a full ride to Oregon to play basketball and dropped out of school 1 month before graduation.
Oh.
Yeah. He was one of those guys that we would razz as well, and he would go down and dunk or whatever, block somebody's shot and be like, shh. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
We're not that good at basketball.
No.
I never played. I didn't play after, what, sophomore year maybe? Yeah, I didn't.
You played in high school too?
Just freshman and sophomore.
Yeah, because that's all that school had, right? That's all they had was basketball and flag football.
They didn't even have flag when we went there.
And golf? Did they do a golf team or something?
I think your brother started that, didn't he?
I don't remember.
I remember, so freshman year, everybody's on the, was it like a JV2 team or something? Were you on that or were you gone?
I was gone.
Okay.
Eighth grade was my last year. That's that right. I got kicked out of.
So, the yeah.
Expelled.
One of the many expulsions. So they had this JV2 team was kind of like, you know, it is what it is, JV2.
Yeah.
So I remember for tryouts, you know, I was trying hard or whatever. Like, I wanted to be on the JV or varsity if I could. And I never forget, Mr. Zedwick pulled me aside and says, it doesn't look like you're hustling or you're trying, so we put you on JV2. And I was like, what? Okay. The best year of my life. We had such a good time. Jesse Tarter. Joel Madral. You name it. Andy Iverson was our coach.
Ah.
I played point guard. We did whatever we wanted. We killed everybody because I shouldn't have been on JV2.
Right.
Yeah. I'd just get the rebound, run down, and score a layup. Like, that's cool. Play left-handed, I guess.
Oh, play left-handed.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, what was that? What was it? Triple, like, You know how schools have numbers?
Oh, we were like single A.
Yeah.
Yeah, the schools out here, like Emma and Peyton School, that's 6A.
Oh, wow.
That's just a regular school, yeah.
6A. What does the A stand for? Affiliate?
Probably.
What's it stand for, Eric? The A.
Because, I mean, there's like Vogue's kid, his school's like 8A or 10A, and there's like 5,000 kids that go there out in Texas.
Oh, the number of students in a school usually that determines a classification. Less than 41 total. It doesn't really say. Just.
Well, it could be sports-wise, you know, like, say you're a 4A school, but you're just killing everybody. They're going to move you up into the 5A district playing.
Yeah. 5A or greater. 5A equals greater than 450 total eligible students. That's it? 500? I guess that's a lot.
500? My graduating class was like more than that.
Eligible, greater than a total of 450 total eligible students. So I don't know what eligible means.
I don't know. I'm not there yet in life. I went to 4A. David Douglas was a 4A.
All the PIP?
Or no, I was Mount Hood Conference.
Oh, you're Mount Hood. Portland Public.
We were like the school that was most in the city for that district.
Mm. Yeah, you went to the rich school. You went to the rich school in Portland.
Not really. And now, I guess it's pretty nice now, but
all of them got shit tons of money to redo
turf fields.
Yeah,
new tracks.
Madison looks crazy now. They redid everything.
It was like a dungeon when I went there.
Yeah, I mean,
dark and dungeony.
Yeah, well, they built those schools in what, like the 70s or 80s or 70s or something.
I don't know. I just grew up across the street from it my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, off of 82nd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Real shithole.
I dreamed of going to that school as a kid. I was like, I can't wait. Because I used to go to their football games. I go to all the games as a kid.
Right.
Someday.
Someday I'm going to be a part of this. I'll rule the school. Me and Vogel. Rule the school. We got to get Vogue in here.
Yeah.
Feed him some vodka.
A couple waters for me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get him in trouble. That's the only reason.
Just to get him in trouble with Becky. Said I sweat through the sheets.
Oh, man.
Oh, good times. Good times. Yeah. You should read that book. Everybody should listen to the book, The Real Anthony Fauci, if you want to see how corrupt everything is.
I don't know if I can deal with all that. I just sweep it under a rug or I'm going to lose it on everything.
But that's the thing is, like, are we supposed to just be sweeping all this under the rug and letting people get away with shit? Like, that's what makes me angry is if you don't do something, then you're complicit in a way. You know what I mean? It's like you see something, say something. But if you don't do anything, then...
Just can't complain, like me.
Then you're part of the problem. That's why we're doing this, so we can say that we did something, so we're not being part of the problem.
Fauci, you're wrong.
Well, it's not even just that. It's the corruption of what they did to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. They literally burned tons of hydroxychloroquine in Africa, which is like medicine they need there.
Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, they took it off the shelves. It was an over-the-counter drug, and then they turned it into a prescription drug, and then they basically disappeared it overnight, like silently. They disappeared those drugs. Like they put them on. They were on the list of essential medicines, and like they were supposed to be available, and there was no limit of how much you could take them, and obviously dose. You know, you can get poisoned by them. And then they did trials, fake trials, well, not fake trials, but trials where they, for hydroxychloroquine, they did trials to prove that it was a poisonous drug by poisoning old people in hospitals with high overdosing them and killed them. Just so they could say, well, that's not a viable option to treat COVID. Just so the pharma companies could sell their fucking poison vaccine to people. Eric's shaking his head.
In agreeance?
Eric's shaking his head because he secretly wishes that everybody would get vaccinated like he did.
I got vaccinated.
With?
Oh, when I was a baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Polio. Smallpox. Whatever.
Tetanus.
Yeah, I've had that a few times.
Yeah, they tried to get me when I cut my thumb. They tried to get me to take a tetanus shot, and I was like, "Nah, I'm good."
That one lasts 10 years. I've done it a few times because I had some interactions.
Yeah,
I had this guy spit in my face. Good old Evans, crazy inmate. Crazy inmate. He was in the hole, padded cell, 24/7. He would sit in there and scream and yell. La, 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 la. He had. Done some weird threats against some famous reporter from here, blonde. I don't remember her name.
Carrie Lake?
Maybe. I don't know. It was something like that. But he was in there for doing some weird terrorist threats, and he just stayed because he was mentally ill, like big time. So he was doing his thing. We had him in his little wheelchair all chained up and... You know, one hand on the shoulder for me and the other guy hand on the shoulder. You know, we're both getting him there. We're going to put him back in his cell. And he's like hopping in the chair. Oh, Carrie Lake loves me. Let me go to Amsterdam so I can kill myself in peace. And like all, you know, just all this crazy stuff all the time. All the other inmates were like, please kill yourself.
Jesus. Wow.
But, and you know, normally... For a good time, I'd be in his ear being like, yeah, do it. You know, just like, just to mess with him, yeah. You know, whoever, somebody. And just, yeah, you really should. Oh, man, you're really bouncing in that chair really good. You know, like, just to be funny. I didn't say anything this time. I was like, yeah, whatever, I'm just sitting here. He looks up at me. Two. Right in my eyes. Perfect, perfect shot across the brows. And I just let go of him and like walked away. I was gonna go get a towel, and everybody's like holding me back, like, don't do anything. He's in a chair and the camera's on. I'm like, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just gonna wipe the spit out of my eyes.
Spit out of my eyes.
Well,
it's a wonder why you still don't work there, Jeff. Why you don't work there anymore.
Yeah. Well, I got 14 paid days off for that because I got COVID tested and
oh, this was during the
yeah,
the height.
Spit in my face again. Spit my face. Go ahead.
Oh, is that all it takes?
Yeah, right in the eyes. Like, and he was gross. You know what I mean? It was like, ah, oh, that one hurt.
Yeah.
That one hurt.
Hopefully you don't get, you know, pink eye from him licking all those buttholes.
No, he'd have to lick his own because he didn't get to be with anybody. He's in a padded cell.
Oh.
Yeah, he's...
Who's in the psych ward?
Which his next door neighbor would like to rub his own feces all over himself and cell.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to get him out for a shower, and he wanted to fight. every time, so we'd have to dress down.
In like riot gear or something?
Yeah. And go get them.
Fecal gear?
Oh.
Fecal protected?
You wish. You would think so, but no. We used to take tape, the plastic, looks like duct tape that size, because, you know, like my shirt would come to here, and then my wrist from the gloves would be open, so we would tape our skin, hopefully, because he would try and touch us with his shitty hands.
Ugh.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even do it. And everybody knew that I can't deal with human shit.
Nobody.
I can't. Dry heaves. So I would be, of course, I'm the first guy in every time. So I'm standing there like, and everybody's like hit me on the back like, it's fine. They're like would throw a garbage can to me. You know, you're wearing a gas mask and everything. So I'm like, no, okay. You know, like. And everybody's always laughing at me. They used to trick me. They would call me and be like, hey, you want to do a cell extraction? I'm like, nah, I don't want to. I'm tired of doing those. You get all sweaty and you're there for hours and paperwork. They'd be like, no, we're not gonna spray and we're not gonna do anything. You can just wear your regular clothes. I was like, okay, I'll be right there. Get all the way over there and they're getting dressed down. I'm like, well, we're dressing down now, huh? Yeah, but just no gas mask because we're not going to spray them. We're just going to grab them. Oh, okay, I could do that. Get in there, and I'm like, why are we going over to 109?
Why are we going to 109?
I'm like, no, and everybody would laugh because everyone there knew but me because they knew I wouldn't do it. I would just, nope, I'm leaving. And we'd have to snag them and... Yeah, cool guy. I remember he's trying to kick me in the shin the whole time. He was in a chair. He's like trying to kick me. So he's barefooted. So I would, you know, 300 pounds with some work boots on. Hmm. I'd just stand on his foot. He'd be like, ah, my foot. Get off my foot. And I'd just be like, and everybody knew I was doing it. And they just acted like nothing was happening.
Because he's trying to kick you.
Quit kicking. Yeah. I won't step on your foot.
Yeah.
That's and he would eat it too, you know, like, oh.
What's with the feedback engineer?
Not sure I'm not doing anything.
You have to cell extract you.
Are you putting your, the headphones too close to the microphone? Maybe?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not doing it now.
Yeah.
It's not doing it now. That's so weird.
Weird.
This fucking building is so cool, but I guess it has internet issues.
Pretty nice.
Yeah. There's like three little ducks. I know I've talked about it before, but three little ducks that come in here. It's so funny, dude. There's like two males and a female, and the one male is like definitely got her, you know? And then that other
he's
duck.
He's swagging.
Yeah. And then that other duck, he just fucking chases him off. Chases him off.
Get out of here.
He's like, fuck you.
There's the one that lays down here by the stairs and he's like, when you walk by.
Oh, I didn't see him do that, but I saw him.
He does that to me every time. Opens his mouth. Is he trying to say hi or is he trying to scare me off? I don't know.
I think that's their hiss.
Yeah.
Like a cat hiss.
Scared me the first time. I know you said you had him here, but I hadn't seen him. It all sounds like, it's alive.
He just chills up against the wall and then he just shits right there. Mm-hmm. He like drips all the water out. All that green slimy water, and then he just shits right there. And they're like, oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
They're cute to look at from far away, but dirty fucks.
Now get my 12-gauge.
Yeah. Yeah, you just need a little bird shot. Take one of them.
Having dinner.
I'll get my BB gun and take one of those out.
I'll just grab them. I don't think I've ever killed an animal before like that.
No, I've killed a pigeon when we first moved here. I've killed a few. I killed a rattlesnake in New Mexico when I was like 10, 9 or 10 with a BB gun. We just shot it took so long to kill. I feel bad now because we basically
shot it like 49 times.
Tortured it to death with BBs. Mm-hmm. We're just like, pow.
See if you ever come back over here by our house.
And it was just like,
Just taking it.
Ooh. Yeah, it was terrible. But, and I didn't feel bad about that because I was young, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. And then when we moved to back to Portland, I was like 12 or something.
Fifth grade.
Yeah. And I had one of those slingshots that like wrapped around your arm. I got it at like a garage sale or something. I thought it was so cool. So I got a bunch of rocks and I was like shooting at the pigeons on the, remember that church building next to the house I lived at where we would do our like fifth grade like Wednesday night meetings.
Did that little parking lot right there?
Yeah, by the old Bible temple.
Yeah.
Off Gleason.
What do they call that? The cornerstone?
Cornerstone, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Dang. A long time ago.
The cornerstone house, that's where we lived when we transitioned back. After the pornography and masturbation. Eric's face. Oh, man. What a fiasco that was.
Yeah.
So.
Now it's like, yeah, so.
Yeah, so. Everybody's doing it.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think that was passing around the magazines back then. But
a little too much.
But yeah, so I hit one and it fell and I went down there and then it was still alive, but it was like really badly injured. And like I went to my mom and I was like, oh no, what did I do? I hit it. Like all of a sudden I got this flush of like
remorse.
Yeah, remorse. And like, oh no, what did I do? And then my mom said, you have to kill it and put it down or something. So I went and I think I dropped a rock on its head or something. And then I cried. And then I bawled. Another time I found a baby bird in our yard and my mom called the Humane Society and they said to put it in the freezer. Wrap it in plastic and put it in the freezer. So we did. That was pretty traumatic.
It was dead or alive?
It was alive, but they were like, it's not going to live. Like,
so freeze it to death?
So that's the humane way to put it down because it falls asleep. It'll fall asleep before it freezes to death.
That's weird.
Yeah. So we did. That was weird.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done anything like that.
I'm a killer, Jeff.
Yeah, you are.
I've killed. I have taken a life. Well, I mean, you've killed spiders and bugs. That's the same.
Well, yeah, of course.
But that's the same.
Not to me. Yeah, I'm trying to. I have never shot anything. I've never been hunting.
Yeah, me neither. Hunting. I've never. But, well, I guess I killed a rattlesnake with a gun, but that was a BB gun.
I saw my family childhood dog be put to sleep in front of me.
Oh.
Sammy.
Oh.
Remember him?
Fatty tumor Sammy.
Yeah, tumors.
All the stuffed animal humper.
Yeah.
He's a serial rapist of stuffed animals. Yeah, he was.
And he was neutered.
And he was neutered?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Serial rapist.
I didn't know dogs could do that. If they
and were. He would try and bite us if we're like, no, give me that. And he would try and bite us.
Oh, yeah,
us.
He'd be like, mine. Show his teeth.
Serious.
Little fucker.
Yeah, he was real sick, old and everything. My dad, my sister, and myself took him to the vet to put him down. And I don't know how old I was, but I was tough, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't cry. 13. One drop of a tear while I saw my childhood dog be put to sleep.
Well, that's because you're a sociopath. I mean,
well, then I went to the bathroom and cried.
Okay, there you go.
But nobody saw.
Yeah. I'm going to cry when I have to put my cat down. That's going to be sad.
Well, yeah. They're that's why I don't really want a dog because they don't last that long and they got to watch them die.
I know. I was thinking about that. Like, how many fucking dogs has your dad been through?
Brandy. Brandy.
Fucking Sammy.
Sammy.
Brandy.
Brandy.
something like
Daisy.
Daisy.
Princess.
Princess.
Daisy. Chloe.
Chloe.
I think that's it. You had to put them all down.
Who do they have now?
Chloe.
Chloe.
Little Chihuahua. Never stops barking.
Yeah, those are awful. We went bed shopping this weekend. I went to like a couple of different popular bed places to look at beds. And there's this one sales lady at the Sleep Number place. And man, when you walk in there, you're like, okay, this is going to be expensive because that place is fucking nice.
Yeah.
Their showroom's super nice. And this lady's like dressed to the nines, looking sharp. And then when we were, you know, talking or whatever, we're like, it's kind of awkward because you're like laying on a bed.
Yeah. And like,
they're talking to
yes,
you.
Yes, I do like it. I'm getting tired.
Yes. Do you want to join us? yeah. So then and then I brought up pets or something. I was like, I don't think my cat would like the up and down movement, like the automatic bed thing, bed frame. So I was like, yeah, I don't think we need that. I don't think my cat would like it. He'd be fucking scared of it. She's like, oh, okay, yeah. She's like, I have little ones too or something like that. I was like, what do you, so you don't have cats. So you have dogs? She's like, yeah, I have five. Mm. I was like, five? She's like, yeah, I have five pugs.
Oh, jeez. That's what Jamie has, and that's the worst dog to walk the earth.
are they like that because they're like just inbred crazy breeding or what? They can't breathe. Right.
Apparently, you either get a big fat lazy one or like one that's just wild and out of control and really dumb, and that's what she got.
But aren't they the ones that are like?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They just be like sitting there. I'm like, dude, stop.
You can't help it.
No.
It's like they're bred into.
I think. Well, this dog, he's like, I would say 90% deaf. He can't hear anything. Like. You scream for him, he'll be like, like, I sneak up behind him all the time and kick him. Like, yeah, how did you know I wasn't there?
What kind of dog are you?
Yeah, he's not. He's awful. He won't potty train. He has to be on a leash, tied up in the house.
It's basically a special needs dog, right?
Yeah, he's...
It's.
I think he was a puppy mill dog, honestly. From what the research I've done, you know, like he can't hear. He looks really good. Like wow. He's a really cute dog. He has a great personality, but his brain just doesn't work.
Yeah.
He doesn't, 1 + 1 doesn't roll in his head.
Remember when you had to fight your, fight your dog to show him who was boss? Here.
To cut his nails? Yeah. That was kind of hard.
That was a big dog. Yeah. He was a big, strong animal.
Chuck.
That's right.
Yeah, he was a cool dog.
Yeah, you cried over that guy for a while.
Still am.
That's sad.
Yeah. Circumstances.
Couldn't bring him to the state, right?
Yeah, Colorado. I don't know if it's still that way. The Denver metro area had a like pit bull ban. So if you had a pit bull, you had to get a $100,000 insurance policy on him, and he had to wear a muzzle at all times. If he was outside.
Oh, I was like, what?
And if you got caught or whatever, like, it was a huge fine. Like, $20,000 or something if you got caught walking your dog without a muzzle.
American Pit Bull Terriers, American Staffordshire Terriers, and Staffordshire Bull Terriers are legal in Denver only when they have received a breed-restricted permit. What about just pit bulls? That's what I said, pit bulls.
Did they say Wilshire Terrier?
Yeah.
That's the real name for a pit bull.
No, Staffordshire.
I think that's it.
American Pit Bull Terriers. American Staffordshire Terriers and Staffordshire Bull Terriers are legal in Denver only when they have received a breed-restricted permit. Pit bulls are more frequently involved in severe and deadly dog bite incidents compared to other dogs, leading to many laws specifically against the breed. Colorado is one of the many states with laws banning pit bulls.
Well, if you keep reading, the governor at the time had been bit by one.
That's why. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
What kind of American
fool? It was either him or his child. I'm not sure.
Well, I was bit and I'm scared, so I'm going to force everybody to do that.
Yeah, even though my dog was the nicest dog ever.
A little bitch.
He looked scary, but he sure wasn't.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Loser.
Fucking pussy.
Where is he? You and Fauci.
The real Anthony Fauci.
Started in Denver.
By RFK Jr., who may be running for president. I might vote for that guy. I don't know.
Look through my notes here.
Let's see your notes, Jeff.
I got a good one.
Oh.
I got a good one. So I was working in Hopi Alpha, the worst pod probably in the state of Arizona.
Go on.
I started there on my very first day and pretty much ended there. So I'd been there a while. Like, the inmates, they liked me. They respected me. You know, I gave them what they deserved. I treated them well. Little stuff, forget about it. You know, like, it's all good. Like, they were good when I was there.
Yeah.
So, in the big pod, you've been to jail multiple times,
Luke. Yes, but not prison.
I'm just kidding. Yes. Eric, you?
A lot.
Not a night.
Okay.
Not one night? You haven't lived in Lisbon.
No. You don't even know what you're missing.
I don't mind missing that.
Yeah, it definitely sucks.
It's a great time. So, in these huge pods, 120 guys, all two-story cell, you know, they got TVs and tables in the middle. Like, that's where we were all the time. So in there, I had an office that I kept my lunch and everything and my stuff. And I didn't lock it because nobody messed with me. You know, like, I had some serious respect in there from those guys. Like, they took care of me, honestly, when it came to that stuff. So one day I had made some quesadillas with egg and cheese and all this stuff, like, you know, real bodybuilder food. And I had a bunch of them in a container. So I go to walk in the office and I'm like, where's my quesadillas? So I'm like, somebody jacked me. I got jacked. I'm like, wow. So I'm just like, okay, because these guys know I'll bring the pain too. Like, I'll call down the SWAT team, whatever, and we'll search this place. We'll do whatever. We'll drug test everyone. They don't want that because they know if you don't mess with me, I'm cool. But if you mess with me, like, I'm bringing the heat.
Yeah.
The heat.
The fucking thunder.
And the lightning.
And the lightning.
So.
Feedback lightning.
So I come out of the office and I'm just standing there and they're all.
Keep my hands up. I don't know what's going on.
Eric. That's it. A night of jail for you.
Yep. Too late now.
It was my time.
you get to have the experience.
I don't know. So, you know, I come out and it's time for unlocks and mess arounds, you know, like for these guys. And they loved those unlocks and get back in their cell and grab their whatever and come back out. So they're like, you can do an unlock. I'm like, nah. And they're like, well, what's wrong? I was like, well, somebody stole my lunch. And they're like, what, yours? No one's supposed to do that here. No, because when they respect an officer, like, you don't mess with them.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, they're not supposed to, no one's supposed to touch your stuff. It's a rule. I said, yeah, well, it's gone. No unlocks, no ice. I'm turning the TVs off. And I'm going to go sit out there until whoever stole my lunch comes to me and says, hey, it was me. They're like, oh, dude, I had the blacks were bringing me chips and drinks. And I was like, nah, I don't want it. Don't want it. Nope. And then the Mexicans are like, yeah, man, well, are you hungry? We got cookies. And I'm like, nope, don't want it. I want to know who took my food. That's all I want to know. They're like, dang. So you could see this place was just like
buzzing
on edge. Because, you know, every race is in their corner like, oh, shit. You know, like,
who did it?
Who did it? And we're literally going to have, like, this could be a big deal, you know, because somebody's blaming. And then so I had the white guys come on. Oh, I saw some black guys in there in
of
your
course,
office.
Of course.
I was like, oh, okay. So I went to the blacks. I'm like, hey, I heard there were some blacks in my office. Oh, no, no, it wasn't us. Then the Mexicans come over. Hey, we just don't do that. You know it wasn't us. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't you, you know, because they had like harsh rules. Everybody came over me like, I seen them in there. I seen them in there. I saw the whites in there. I saw the blacks in there. I saw the Mexicans, you know, like everybody's blaming everybody. I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Like, yeah. I want whoever did it to come talk to me. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Those are my quesadillas. And I'm starved.
And I'm on steroids.
So the whole rest of the day, I sat out in the hallway from a windows view, and not one of them asked to unlock the door, anything. I mean, for hours. And it was like every hour you were supposed to do it. And every 30 minutes, they could go in and stay in. And every hour, they could go in and come out, like, type of thing. Not one person asked. And I was just sitting out there fuming. And then I would go in the office and eat a bunch of food and come back like I'm starved, you know?
The other 9 lunches that you brought?
Yeah, of course. I'm not stupid. So my shift was over. Then my buddy Big V, I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
He comes in. I told him what happened. And I said, keep it going, man. No unlocks. No, because they got, you know, ice and TV and all this stuff. Dude, he did that all shift. Nothing. He said, nope. House told me not to. I don't know why, but I'm going to do it. That next day, I'm unlocking doors. And I'm like, man, we knew you were going to tell him. Tell him to do it too all night. Nothing. I said, oh, well, who stole my lunch? Oh, well, we don't know. We don't know. So next thing you know, it was a Norteño, which is like the most strict inmate in there. He was like, can I talk to you? I'm like, yeah, what's up? He goes, I prefer not to tell you who did it, but it was one of us. And, like, we're going to take care of it.
The Mexican guy that was like, you know we don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was them.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
shit.
So I'm like, oh, no. They're going to really fucking hurt somebody over this lunch. I was like, hey, man, it's just a lunch. I don't care. I'm more or less just, like, building respect here. Like, I don't want anyone hurt, you know, like. Oh, no, we're taking care of it. And I was like, oh, please don't hurt anybody. You know what I mean? Because those guys can't fight. They have to stab.
Right. They're
so
real,
like,
stabby.
Oh, real pokey. Seen a few of those. But so I'm just like, oh, man. And I was just like, I didn't want this to happen. I don't want anyone to get hurt. You know, beat them up. But, you know, they can't do that. Right. So, I don't know, a few days later. After that, I came in, did everything, the TVs, the ice, everything, you know, back, we're good. So I asked one of the little snitches, I was like, who was it, you know? And he was like, did you see the guy doing all the burpees? Because they all do burpees and cadence together, but I was like, yeah, I guess, and I remembered who it was. He goes, it was him. I was like, why would he take my shit? You know? He's like, well, he said it looked really good. He couldn't help himself.
That's why he's in prison.
Yeah.
He can't help himself.
And so I said, well, what did you guys do to him? You know, like, I didn't want you to hurt him. He's like, he did 1,500 burpees in a row.
Oh, my God.
With no break, no water.
I don't know if that's possible.
Well, those guys would do, they would do a couple hundred a day just out of repetition every day for their rules.
I mean, there's world records on that shit. I'm sure burpees are a big part of CrossFit. So let's look up the burpee record. But 1,500? God damn.
They worked that, dude. He worked those quesadillas off, I'll tell you that. And those guys would, like, in-house gel each other. They called it being on freeze. They'd have two guys with the person on freeze all day, every day. He couldn't go anywhere. He had to sit at the table like this, hands down, feet down, while two guys are just staring at him all day.
Damn.
So he was on freeze, burpee style.
What is the most burpees done in a row? It is 24 hours. Most burpees in 24 hours by a male is 10,856 was achieved by Joe Reverdez.
So it's possible. He's a thin guy.
Yeah, USA.
They better not have been lying to me.
It's definitely possible then. Yeah. Because you can do, let's see, what's the average time for 100 burpees is 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, so he...
Yeah.
I think they said he did it in like 6 hours or something.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. I suck at burpees.
Well, I mean, they would, you know, they would stand up and take their breaks. Like, it wasn't just, you know, up, down, up, down.
Right.
Yeah, so they would take their little interval breaks or whatever.
That's like David Goggins when he tried to break the world record for pull-ups, chin-ups. You know about David Goggins?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. Have you listened to his book, Can't Hurt Me?
No.
Oh, man, you got to listen to that. It's going to make you feel like the biggest piece of shit pussy ever.
I already do.
Oh, he went through some shit. But he was like 300 pounds, drinking milkshakes, being a security guard. And then he changed his life, started running ultra marathons, which are those 150 mile marathons. Now there's 200 mile marathons that he runs. But his body is fucked up.
I like to do a couple of those marathons a month.
Yeah.
No biggie. You know,
some of those guys, like, well, they'll run a marathon, like, in the morning, like, as their workout. They'll run 20, 25 miles as a workout every day. It's like, what?
Well, no, my buddy, one of our coaches, guy that was going to come on here with his wife here pretty soon,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's a personal trainer and all that as well. He runs like 5 to 10 miles every morning.
Yeah.
He's in like super shape.
Yeah, I do too. But on the machine, a little over, but like, damn. That's because I got, you know, like I can't put shoes on and go run 5 miles right now. Like,
no.
Can you imagine your like limb? Like, limbs would fall off. Like, my knees would break.
Shatter your knees.
My knees already popping all the time. It's already like pop pop all the time, and like fucking tweaks in and out.
I'm gonna start working out again.
Yeah, something wrong with my knee. What are you gonna do? You got just like home workout stuff?
Yeah, just I went out and bought a gym membership like 2 months ago, and I mm-hmm. went for 1 month.
Yeah,
and then I stopped. Like, I'm literally, I don't care what these motivational speakers say, like, I don't have time.
AC?
I literally am probably the busiest guy you know.
Yeah.
4 kids. I work in Phoenix. I live on the east side in Gilbert. I coach, I don't know, 2 to 3 teams.
I know.
I don't have time to go to the gym.
No. Yeah, I had to, stop our morning meetings. We had like half an hour Tuesday and Thursday manager meetings, and I had to stop them so I could be more consistent with my workouts, because I just can't. I don't want to get up before 5. It's like 5 is it for me. I'm not doing it. I refuse.
Yeah, I get up at 4.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I refuse to get up earlier than 5.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, just get up early and go to the gym. Yeah, so get up at 2:30.
Yeah,
and go to the gym. Already go to bed at like 10, you know, like, that's not happening.
Yeah, you barely get
9 o'clock.
6 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Not even. Yeah, 6 hours. 7. Damn. Yeah, and sleep's so important for your mental health and for your recovery and for everything. Like, when I got sick this last time, I went to bed one day at 7:30.
I remember texting you, didn't text me back.
Yeah, I was out. I was out. I went to bed, I think, 3 nights in a row before 8 p.m. and got up at 5:30.
Yeah, I was sleeping pretty good this last week that I called in sick from work, because I probably had COVID or something. Who knows? Like, I was pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, here I got it worse than I did.
Yeah, you're like, it's 2 days and you're better. Well, I felt better in 2 days, but it just never went away.
The symptoms
still have it.
Yeah. Here it gets like a really bad cough, like a whooping cough, like a
yeah, that's where I'm at.
Fucking
That's exactly what happened. You remember my whole childhood coughing?
Oh,
my
yeah.
My entire life?
Yeah, you were so sickly.
So malnutritioned and sickly. And ill.
Just ill. Sickly. Chiclet teeth.
It's candy corn teeth to you.
Candy corn teeth.
I remember Vogue used to always be like, candy corn teeth, and I call him horse teeth.
Oh, man.
Chiclet teeth.
Remember when I passed out on Vogue's lawn on 4th of July?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Did I? No, I scared you awake. I was going to say, did I spray you with a hose or something?
You might have. Just a little one. And maybe. It scared me awake.
Yeah.
At the same time. Yeah, I think you did, actually. I think you just gave me like a little.
Yeah, and the time, Eric, when you slept on my couch, Luke, and I threw 10 pairs of shoes, like 100 articles of clothing on top of you because you were snoring so loud.
And it didn't wake me up?
No.
Yeah. I got one of those mouthpieces you sleep with. Pushes your jaw out so you can not snore. Clears your airway.
I sleep on my side. I don't even really snore anymore as far as I know.
I do too. But I still snore. I don't snore with the mouthpiece. So I mean, I don't snore anymore, but yeah. If I drink alcohol at all, it like heightens the snoring. Mm. Makes it worse for some reason.
So every night?
So every night. So every night I am just
snoring.
A snore fest. Oh shit, it's 4:05. Let's wrap this bitch up.
Traffic.
Yeah. And Eric can get some more stuff done with it. Cool. Well, this was fun. We'll do another one. We'll have another secret guest next Tuesday to be determined.
I know a guy. He's available.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'll bring him in.
We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll talk about the real Anthony Fauci. Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll talk about comedians, comedy. There's a couple specials I want to watch. Louis C.K. has a new special out I want to watch. I haven't watched his last two specials now. And he's like one of the funniest motherfuckers on the planet. But you have to do it through his website. It's like $10 though. You can get like all of his specials for $20. You'll get all of them, download all of his specials for $20. He's smart, dude. He's he produced a movie, directed it, paid with his own money, and it's only on his website.
Wow.
he owns the rights to his show, Louis, I think, and it's only on his website now. Like, he's a smart dude. Tried to cancel him for jerking off in front of girls too.
Really?
You don't remember that? He was part of the Me Too thing. He used to ask girls if he could jerk off in front of them. And then they would give consent, and then he would.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was his thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Then he got Me Too'd for it. But not really.
Got to do what you got to do, I guess.
But not really, you know, because he's still really popular. Sells out arenas and shit.
Dane Cook's one of my faves.
Honey, Dane Cook, 20 minutes. Yeah, I watched the Chris Rock special. It was okay.
It was just the recent one?
On Netflix. The live one he did where he competed with the UFC 285. That was a dumb move.
Yeah.
Why would you compete with the UFC?
Probably couldn't get another shot. He's like, I'll just take whatever I can get.
Yeah, right, Chris Rock.
I know.
It was like the first live event.
Especially after he got the shit slapped out of him on live TV.
He talked about that in the last 6.5 minutes. Was all about that. Jokes about that and stuff. That was his response.
Ooh.
So he even said he's not going to talk about it until he can make money on it.
Here it is.
Till he can get something from it. Smart. Smart. Joe Rogan's got a special that he still hasn't put out yet, but it's going to come out pretty soon because he just opened a club in Austin called The Mothership and a comedy club.
Nice.
And it just opened last week, I think. And he was going to release his special around the time he opened his club. It looks pretty cool. You see it online. And then Jimmy Dore has a special. Oh, and Russell Brand has a special. All specials I need to watch.
Sounds special.
So it's very special. Some more special than others. On that note, we're out of here. Tune in next week. Like, share, follow, tweet, retweet.
Enjoy.
Enjoy it. See ya. See ya, bitches.